I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Charrington comment about Saturday's game and how it had a playoff feel, and it's like, well, hey, why don't you do something that makes a game in April not like the highlight or high watermark of your tenure?
I mean,
here, Ben.
I heard it as that's sort of the goal. I think people are construing it. Maybe he meant it that way, that they're closer to that place than they are not, which, if that's the case, obviously.
Are you still on the 84 win train, or have you backed off?
No,
that
I got to back off of that, right? They're 8-15. How many 8-15 starts lead to an 84 win season? They'd have to go on one heck of a surge, and they'd have to find a lot of offense very quickly to support their pitching. And unfortunately, April is looking a lot like August and September at this juncture. All of the things that they weren't doing, wasting the six-inning outings, the Skeen starts. Can you imagine, Andrew, he's taken the ball for the Pirates 28 times. They've figured out a way to lose 11 of those times. That's basically 60% of the time when Paul Skeens takes the mound, they win.
I wanted the comment about positive vibes and being friends with everybody to be a shot at the manager. Did you take it that way?
No, I think it's just his business-like mindset, and I think it's in response to...
But is it a business-like mindset when...
It was in response to the fluffy stuff that he was being asked.
Okay.
So...
Well, it feels fluffy when everybody gets a chance to play over there, and star players get days off, and we get excuses made for why they need extra time off to get other guys into the lineup.
Data and science, biomechanics, it all has a place in the game. But you can't just flock to it like a moth to a light, like I think some and many in baseball do, and the Pirates, I think, are as guilty as any team of doing that. You need to have some feel. You need to allow common sense sometimes to take over. And I think much like many organizations, they just, that pendulum is way too far to that area.
And McCutchen seems frustrated by it.
Well, and I think a lot of baseball people are frustrated by that. People between the lines, or have been in between the lines, or are currently in between the lines, they kind of get frustrated by that. Like, how can you look at that collection of humanity wrapped around for basically miles, right?
Yep.
Across the bridge to Fort Duquesne Boulevard, and yeah, while they're all there to see Paul Skeens, they don't see Andrew McCutchen. And that's not just from nostalgic purposes. You can argue that he's their top 2-3 hitter.
Dan, they didn't even put him in the game later to pinch hit.
I mean, I'm on record as to what my thoughts were there post-game Saturday.
You were fine with it?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
I was being sarcastic.
No. They had what? They had Bart, IKF, and Kutch.
And Canario hit.
All available. And Canario, who had not hit, by the way, since Sunday.
Dan, it's stuff like that that does make me think when we get people who want to stick up for Shelton and blame the owner. It's decisions like that that reinforce for me that he's not cut out for this job. He's a hitting coach. That experience there or success there does not translate necessarily to being a manager. It's a completely different job description. He's not manager material. And what I don't get is if the owner is awake enough and alive enough where he's driving to a stadium and he says, we need to do something to make our fans happy. When is he going to get to a point where he feels that way about his GM and his manager? How about placating fans that way and throwing them that bone? That's the one they want. Yeah, I mean, 15,000 people were made happier on Saturday because he gave them a bobblehead. But how about the hundreds of thousands of people that make up your fan base? They're sick of this manager and GM, and he should be too. And allegedly, he was close to that before the season even started.
That's why I stick to my 60-game mark, and I think I was on with you last week. You know, I think you asked a question, something to the effect of how much longer can something like this go on?
Yeah.
I know that question has been posed to me on my show. I say 60 games, if they're sitting and pacing similarly, there's probably going to be a change or changes made. And I think that
Nutting, the GM acts like he's got a lifetime contract here. That's how he comes off to me. Like, he doesn't think there's the threat of him getting the pink slip whatsoever. Like, this is all part of the bigger picture plan that he has.
I think it's selling out, even at the expense of your own job, to the process and the formula. And I think that there's a lot of general managers that are wired that way. I remember Neil Huntington being wired similarly and even saying as much that, listen, I'm sticking to this even if
so
it basically means
process,
my job.
So what was his process, that they were going to be a winner 8 years in? It's year six. When he sat down with the owner and said, this is my vision for the team, when did he have ticketed for a winning season?
I'd love to know that answer. Because that also may be part of the recipe here for the lack of activity or action by Nutting. I mean, just throwing out a hypothetical, I don't know anything to this end. That's why I'd love to know the answer to the question. What does their internal clock and plan and formula, where do they have this calculus ending with the Pirates eventually being a winner? Is it 25? Is it 26? Is it 27? And I'm sure that has obviously been shared with Nutting. So what are those internal expectations, the deadlines? Because I can't believe anybody who's a businessman, which Nutting is going to allow for this just to be completely open-ended and there be no results delivered at some time.
Think about the business part of it that you just mentioned. His brand right now, the team's brand, is in a bad spot.
That's why he's pissed off. I came on here 2 weeks ago because all of that, everything. I mean, what is there for him to be happy about?
Well, that's why I don't think resting on your laurels and having some kind of arbitrary, we need to see how it goes, plays out over X number of games is even worth it. I don't see Derek Shelton's light bulb going on and all of a sudden he's going to make better decisions and he's going to have guys, I don't know, not make outs at third base once every other game. It's unreal, dude, that keeps happening to them.
I mean, that happened, what, two nights in a row?
But hey, he said they were going to win games on the margins this year.
So Reynolds makes an out, what, Friday night?
Yep.
In the ninth inning at third base. And then the very next night, can you believe that? Valdez in, I mean, that's as jiff-worthy
no re-
as there is.
There are no repercussions for that, though. I mean, you're right back in the cleanup spot the next day. Dan, you get a break, and you're back tomorrow.
That I am.
For the
West Coast
Night Owl games.
Angels and then the Dodgers over the weekend. Hey, Andrew, the schedule has been, outside of the Yankees, relatively soft.
I know, and it gets really hard now. What is it? Angels, Dodgers, Cubs, Padres, I think, are the next four series?
Mm.
Yeah. All right. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. What the NFL's biggest insider said today about the Steelers possibly making a draft move they haven't made in more than 20 years. We'll tell you what that is and if it makes sense. Timeout, and then we're right back. First, a message from Malzi.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.